I would also like to address the miracle of the transfiguration of Christ. Matthew 17, 1 through 9, Mark 9, 1 through 8, Luke 9, 28 through 36. This incident is where Christ took several of his disciples up a mountain and then transfigured himself and was seen by the disciples talking with Elijah and Moses. Now, the Bible tries to explain transfigured by describing how Christ glowed with a heavenly light and his garments turned the whitest of white and also glowed. What they were trying to explain was an out-of-the-body experience, astral projection or astral travel, that Jesus was having. Christ, with his power and training in India, would have been able to do this at will, and with probably more power than most, and was consequently seen by the disciples in this astral state. When a person goes into an astral state, almost all of us do this, sometimes two or three times a week, we just don't usually remember it consciously, they assume their astral body, which is the body of the soul, and many times go to the other side, heaven. This, of course, is what Jesus was doing. He went to the other side in an astral state and talked with Moses and Elijah. All of them would have seemed to be in a glorified state because they were. As I have explained in my books, on the other side the colors are much more vivid. See the gospel passages that describe the whitest of whites and glowing, and countenances can change because of personal preference. The miracle here is not Jesus going into an astral state, as most of us do at one time or another, but that the disciples were able to see and hear Christ, Moses, and Elijah on the other side. The incident of the transfiguration then ends with God taking the form of a cloud and telling the disciples to listen to Jesus. Now, my guide says that most of Christ's miracles were real, but that many of them were exaggerated by the writers of the Bible. She says that Christ certainly had knowledge that was far ahead of and beyond his time. Lazarus is a good example. Lazarus was not dead. The Bible says he had been dead 4 days in his tomb before Jesus reached him, but in a deep coma. Our Lord knew this and began to talk to him to bring him back to consciousness. Just recently, most doctors now recommend we talk to people in a coma state, for their chances of coming back to consciousness are far better than if we leave them alone. The point I'm trying to make is, again, what advanced knowledge he had to know these medical facts that just now have come to light. With a combination of innate knowledge, knowledge from India, Egypt, and the Far East, and knowledge he obtained from his Father in heaven, along with his own psychic abilities and the power from God which he drew upon, our Lord was the most powerful man to ever do miracles in the history of earth. The healings and miracles he performed are certainly a large part of the legacy he left as to his divinity.